As promised, we're joined right now by a guard for Alabama. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 assists, and a block. In other words, a really big game in last night's win over Florida. For the season, he's averaging 12-7 per game. Alabama is 11-3 overall. They're number 15 in the AP poll. They've got another one coming up on Saturday. They are at Missouri. Guard Keon Ellis is my guest. Keon, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to have you. So, good game last night. Let me start right there. You're coming off that win where you trailed by 3 at halftime. Your head coach, Keon, Nate Oates, said at halftime he challenged everybody to be better, quote, with the blue-collar stuff. What did you make of that message, and then how did you guys approach the second half as a result?
Just knowing that everybody has to, you know, play harder. I mean, we obviously didn't have stuff going our way. We weren't shooting the ball as well. We weren't getting a lot of stops. But, I mean, for us to even be down 3 with how things were going, we knew that if we played even harder, like, it would open the game up for us and just make everything easier. And I think our defense clicked off of us bringing our blue-collar mentality to a different standard in the second half. So that just made our defense easier and got us some easy buckets.
Keon Ellis joining us. Makes sense. So you go on a run to start the second half, but Florida got back in it. Then with a little under 6 minutes to go, you had a steal and a reverse dunk to get the lead back to 9. Can you take me through that particular sequence? What did you see, and then how good did it feel to finish like that on the road?
I think they called a timeout, or it may have been a media or something, but we definitely locked in on defense. We started rebounding the ball, pushing it out in transition, started getting steals. And I knew Jones had just hit a couple threes, so they were going to look for him again. And I just jumped the pass and, you know, just being aware on defense, just making things easier for our offense. And like I said, you know, when the defense is getting stops and everything, it just makes the offense easier and just opened up the game for us and took some stress off our offense.
You know, let me ask you, because you've mentioned the defense a couple of times, like, you go back to that one sequence and the fact that you've mentioned the defense a couple of times, you know, it shows you're a great two-way player. Now, with your offensive game, it would be pretty easy for you to say, you know what, I'm a scorer, this is what I do, I'm going to focus on that, but that's not what you do. What is it about defense that you love, or how would you describe your mentality on defense?
Honestly, it just feels good to know that you're stopping someone else from trying to score. Because, I mean, everyone, that's what's glamour these days. You know, everyone just wants to be a scorer and, you know, not do the dirty work. I mean, if everyone's trying to score, like, I want to be the one that's out there stopping them. And, I mean, I can score as well, but it's just not something that I really look too much into. I mean, because at the next level, everyone scores and whatnot. So, they don't need another score. So I just, you know, look to help my team in any other way. Because, I mean, we have scores as well, so I know that's not my main role, even though it's something I can do. Just taking pride in being a good defender and helping my team out when we're not getting stops and whatnot.
Keon Ellis is joining us. Now, let's not get this twisted. You can score the ball, and you do. In the previous game, you had that massive 3 with less than a minute left to take the lead over number 14, Tennessee. What do you remember about that moment?
I think one of my teammates on the bench, he was telling me just to shoot the next one, it's going to go in. And I shot one before that, and I hit that one. So I had a little momentum going into that one, and I think they had jumped in a zone on that last shot. And I knew once I seen JQ come off the screen, I had enough space, so I knew he was going to swing it to me, and I was just like, it's too much space, so I'm going to just shoot it again. And it dropped for me, so just trying to make the right plays for my teammates.
You did. Now, in terms of the team itself, you're only 14 games in, but you've already beaten number 3 Gonzaga, number 14 Houston, then number 14 Tennessee as well. So you've got a really strong resume already. When you have the kind of year you had last season, and then you follow it up with a start like this, what's that tell you about the ceiling or how good this team can be this year?
I think, you know, this team can go as far as we set our defense to. Like you said, though, we played against, you know, the top of the top, and I think we've brung it against those teams. And, I mean, sometimes we'll, like the games we lost against Iona, like we maybe have dropped to the opponent's level. But on as you see, like you said last year and some of the wins we have this year, we're obviously capable of, you know, making a deep run in the tournament. So I think, you know, as long as we're just locked in every night, you know, just not taking anything for granted, you know, not looking at last year like this year is promised to us. We still got to, you know, go hard and practice, prepare for games the right way, and still go out and execute. So, I mean, just knowing, like, we beat those teams and knowing what level they're at and what level we're at, we just have to, you know, try to stay at that level, and if not higher. So we just can't get complacent.
Alabama guard Keon Ellis is joining us. In terms of complacency, I know your guy Nate Oates is not going to let that happen or do everything he can to make sure that doesn't happen. This is a big Nate right. Oates house. I got a lot of respect for him. I'm curious, what's he been like to play for? And, you know, he can be demanding, but obviously has your best interest at heart. What's it been like to play for him so far?
He's going to coach you really hard. He's going to tell you everything you need to know. Never gonna put you in a spot to not succeed, you know. So I mean, but he does coach hard, but it's all for the better, you know. It's not like, you know, he doesn't want you to succeed. So I mean, like, he gets on us in practice, but it's obviously because, you know, he sees that we have a lot of ability in this game, and, you know, he has high hopes for us. So, and, you know, and anyone you shouldn't want it any other way. I mean, if a coach is just letting you kind of do you, I think that's not. He doesn't really want what's best for you, and I think that's why he coaches us so hard, and he knows we can win at a high level, and it's just not going to get done by, like, going half speed or not giving max effort at all times.
Yes, that's what I mean. I think he absolutely has your best interest in heart, but he's going to coach you hard now. Like, I'm curious, there's a lot of examples that I could point to of what coaches and teammates have said about you, but they all hype you up for any number of reasons and things. I'm curious, when you get all the praise and you get all that hype from your coaches and teammates, do you feel like there's any pressure to deliver on all of that, or does it feel to you like this is the truth and people are just starting to wake up to it and this is just part of my responsibility?
Honestly, I a little bit of both. I mean, I know that I'm a good defender and people have high hopes for me. And then honestly, I wouldn't say there's too much pressure for where I'm scared that I won't deliver or whatnot. I don't really think about that stuff. I mean, it's just basketball. I'm going to go out there, go hard every night. I just know that nobody's perfect. So, if I do mess up, you know, it's not the end of the world. Just try to correct it the next time, you know, and it's just basketball. So, I mean, you mess something up, the game's not over. You just try to make up for it two times, you know, the next time down. So just knowing that my teammates and my coaches have a lot of faith in me, and I just try to keep that in the back of my head when I'm out there. So just try not to let them down, because I know what I can bring to the table.
So, Ken, really quickly, I think your mindset, your process, your approach, I think these things, the way you're answering these questions and the way you see these things are really, really impressive. Has it always been like this, or have you picked up on this the last couple of years? Like, how have you developed such a mindset and an approach?
I've had a lot of good coaches in my career, and, you know, just talks with them. And then a lot of it, I mean, we had a great leader last year, Herb Jones, and I mean, I still talk to him to this day. So he still gives me a lot of pointers and whatnot, and a lot of stuff that he told us last year about, like, the mental side of the game. Like, he was never a guy to really get like too high or too low on any given, like, scenario that happened. So I mean, he helped me with a lot of that.
Herb, in fact, he was an absolute force last year. He was making the point that the first time he played pickup with you, quote, "I left after the pickup game and I called my brother and told him, Keon Ellis, he got it," end of quote. So Herb saw that in you right away as well. Alabama guard Keon Ellis, my guest. Alabama is 11-3. They're number 15 in the AP poll. They're at Missouri on Saturday. Keon, great to have you on the show. Really nice job by you and nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Keon. Good job. Really appreciate that conversation. Some Alabama basketball.